Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Pointing out mistakes. Some people just love to do that. How we respond to their observations will make or break our credibility online. Let's drill down. There are two groups of critics out there, and they require two completely different approaches. When we check out the tone and word usage, it's pretty easy to know which group most critics fall into. The first group is pretty benign. They see our mistakes as an opportunity to promote their perspective. This happens a lot when we're the front runners. Folks further down the prominence food chain will make public statements about your mistakes to show that they are your peer. When this happens in your comment section, focus on the change. Something like, "Yep, I said that. When I found blah, 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 I changed my assessment to blah, blah, blah. Here's what made the difference." Treat this as an adult conversation. Be respectful, but don't insinuate that they're a peer. That just rewards more of this dynamic. The second group needs a tougher stance. These critics come in with an agenda and are using your mistake as ammunition. In this situation, our response depends on their tone. If they sound like a jerk, ignore them and just let them rant. If they keep on, then focus on their agenda, not yours. Something like, "Sounds like you care a lot about this." "Got it. Let's agree to disagree." Whatever you do, keep engagement at a minimum. They are looking for a fight. Another common tactic from this group is asking a loaded question. I call this an insinuation with a question mark. Again, call that out with a respectful and short response. Something like, "I hear a lot of questions like this from folks who are blah, blah, blah. Here's my first and last comment here." And make that the final word. Again, a long-winded argument is what they are looking for. We want to engage with other perspectives, but we don't want to let others use our mistakes against us to undermine our credibility. The best antidote here is a neutral and pointed response. We can shut down this silliness and still be respectful and on brand. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.